Welcome to 2 Minutes with St. Timothy.
God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. But there's no such future on earth for those not born. Isaiah declared, Listen to me, you islands, hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, He has spoken my name. And it's far from the only place in the Bible where a baby in the womb is shown to be a human life. This is very personal for me, because I started out life as a ward of the Orphans Court of the state of Delaware, born not very long before the infamous Roe v. Wade case was filed. I wonder, if the timing had been just a little different, would I have been born or just another bad choice? Jesus told us that in no small part, miracles are to the glory of God. God loves us and wants to heal and bring life, but there is no greater gift than providing a witness to the goodness of the Lord. So let's declare that the overturning of Roe v. Wade was an answer to many prayers. Thank you, Lord. And as someone who loves the Constitution and studied at both LSU and Tulane law schools, I also agree that Roe v. Wade was anything but normal historic legal rationale. Nevertheless, being pro-life is about more than winning a court case. God is the author and creator of life. He sustains life. He also offers us new life, called the new birth, when we accept and follow Jesus as our Lord. Life is in Jesus by water in the Spirit. True abundant living, the most blessed life, is only found by living the Jesus way. This gift is not just for us. It's for all who would turn and receive. We are called to both share the good news and to live it out. By the grace of God, more babies are going to be born. But it won't always be easy. Some circumstances are going to be tough, really tough. But the Lord revealed in the book of James, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless as this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. There really is so much more to being pro-life than just a court case.
This is Pastor Jimmy Owens. Join us at St. Timothy in Mandeville for vibrant and engaging worship this Sunday morning, or hear more at the 5 p.m. worship service on Sunday night.